regulatory changes, which we've not seen an update of this reg for 23 years, will now require annual mandatory training to inform farm workers on protecting themselves and their families from the risks of pesticides. Currently, training is only once every 5 years. We're requiring expanded training to make sure that farm workers don't bring pesticides home on their work clothing. First time ever, minimum age requirements. Children under 18 would be prohibited from handling pesticides. We are also expanding mandatory posting of no entry signs for when the most hazardous pesticides are applied. There should be a period of time before the farm workers re-enter the fields. Two other important elements of this regulatory change is changes in personal protective equipment. We want to make sure that we're consistent with the Department of Labor standards to make sure that respirators are effective and that there's medical evaluation and training. And then finally, sometimes farm workers get pesticides in their eyes and on their skin, and the current regulation just says there should be adequate water to deal with emergency eye flushing. This regulation specifies the amounts of water to be used for routine washing. The bottom line here is we think that farms can be economical while protecting farm workers and their families from unnecessary exposure to pesticides, which can really make people sick.
If you walk through just about any suburban neighborhood, you will see little signs on some of the lawns warning pesticide has been applied, stay off, keep your pets off for 24 to 48 hours. Are those type of warnings on farms, in forests, and in nurseries?
Not for that long period of time, which is kind of ironic. Suburban lawn care has warning signs in long periods of time when people are told to keep their kids and their pets off the lawn. But currently, there are situations where very toxic pesticides are applied and farm workers reenter in a shorter period of time. And so we're looking for, in this regulation, mandatory posting of no entry signs and for them to be an appropriate amount of time, because we don't want farm workers to be overcome by fumes and other pesticide exposure. But some of the protections in place for lawn care pesticide application is not in place for farm workers, and farm workers are potentially exposed to very large quantities of pesticides on a regular basis.
What are some of the more used pesticides? Are there some that are more of a target for the EPA to protect people from?
Yeah, I mean, we're concerned about pesticides that are suspected carcinogens, that are suspected neurotoxins. Sometimes the older classes of pesticides like organophosphates and pyrethroids have also been linked to short-term health problems like workers experiencing headaches and skin rashes and nausea. So there's the short-term exposure and the long-term exposure. We want to avoid both. Particularly, many farm workers work in farm fields year after year after year. Their children are there with them. We think there's a way to effectively practice agriculture in this country and make sure that farm workers are not exposed to pesticides. And that's the balance that we have struck with this worker protection standard update.